Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey. Hi there.
For the 596th time, we welcome you to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Yes. So to all our friends around the planet, come on in for 60 minutes of music that will make a difference, because this is the place where the music brings the joy and the chatter is no ploy, well, most of the time. We've all gathered here at Bill's high-tech studio for a special recording session. We've got Kevy on guitar, Tori singing backup, Gerald's on piano, Gordon's on B3.
Come on.
Yeah. And Buddy, he's doing rhythm today. William is the conductor of all things musical. So on this international. Holy cow.
That was musical. Lift your life with Music Day. For your life to be okay, just add music and not that horn every day.
That took my breath. Well, he's got the horn in one hand and his baton in the other. He's ready to conduct us. He just won the prestigious Beatbox Award.
Assault us.
He is Bill. Give me any old beat and I'll make it sweet. Gaither.
And my guests today are always upbeat, and when it comes to gospel music, tribute quartet, Perry's Jason Cram.
Vocal band, Greater Vision, Lily Knoll, and Hannah Webb. William, it's going to be a life-lifting kind of day.
Let's get it going with the whole homecoming group, Bill.
This song is sure to pick you up. The entire homecoming gang, along with Janet Paschal, on this special life-lifter edition of Homecoming Radio. Something got a hold of my life.
One night.
my public service announcement today is Simplify Your Life Day. Yeah. Find two things that you can really do without. Mm. Can you think of one?
Paying bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Stop doing them today.
Wait a minute.
Simplify your life. Simplify your life.
That's good advice, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to talk about this song. I remember the Imperials doing this with Russ Taff back in the 1970s.
Me too. I had the cassette.
That was the exact cut we used as the model for this, and then we did our spin on it with the Gaither Vocal Band.
Tommy Sims did the production on this. And great, great production.
Well, here are the Vocal Band guys with Bread Upon the Water on Homecoming Radio.
Yeah, there are people who think they're not receiving anything from God at all. Oh, they are shaken from their believing. When they don't see results, they quickly fall. But don't you waver, keep on living in the way God wants you to. Don't get discouraged, keep on giving. You keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back home on every wave. Keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back home on every wave. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over. Soon it's gonna come back. Just keep on sharing the love of Jesus. You know growing comes from planting seeds. Keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back home on every wave. Keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back home. Measure pressed down, shaken together, running over. Soon it's gonna come back home on every way.
Okie doke.
All right, a unique award this week. The Apricot Agronomist of Angola, meeting at the Aquatic Alliance for the annual Appetizer Appreciation Day, gave the Word of the Day their Wrinkles and Pits Award, saying our words no longer are fit. They're really in the pits. Okay. Well, we'll see about that. Here is the pitless version of the Word of the Day.
Okay, hit me.
Kutoptric.
Hit me.
Kutoptric.
I think I know.
You got it?
What? Glad you got it, Bub.
No, it just slipped away. I thought I had it.
Well, the Kutoptric is a hair coverage treatment system that was invented by a magician.
Of course it is.
Yes. Wonderful Wally Walden of Walla Walla, Washington invented Kutoptric. Just a little spoonful of it. It does the trick by coating the scalp in a colorful Teflon coating. Yes, it does. It has thickening agents to give the appearance of fullness and IRS agents to take it back. Now, with a little catoptric, it won't wash off. You can't sweat it off. In fact, you have to sand it off. And you will get a new shape to your hairstyle, and that's something you can hang your hat on. That's
right. Foul. Okay, well, it actually means a mirror, as in Sally loved to see herself in the catoptric-ish.
Why didn't you just say mirror?
I have no idea.
Phil, where do you get these words?
They're
these
real, man. I don't make this up.
A good joke, but I'll pass.
Probably better. Channing Ellaton is a dear friend to all of us in the room here.
There you go.
And he's got a great solo project out. This is called Looking for Jesus.
Yeah, if we are filled with days of sorrow, then why not lay aside every weight and sin and look to Jesus, the author of our faith. He is the only one who can help us in. He is on me when lost in death's dark valley. He lit a hand when he heard my earnest plea. How can I forget his precious promise? He loves me so, and he came to set me free. I'm looking to Jesus. He's my Savior, and he's my Shepherd.
A question for you. As a former English teacher, I thought you'd also like to know that this is Good Grammar Week.
Yeah, that's true. Is it lie or lay?
Well, if you're reclining, it's lying.
Okay.
If you're laying an egg, it's laying.
What if you're reclining while you're laying an egg?
I've done it many times.
That's funny.
Tribute Quartet.
Those who know me know peace like a river. Those who know me know joy like a flood. Those who know me know they've been forgiven. Those who know me know me through the blood.
Are you weary? Are you heavy laden? Bring your burdens, come lay them down. Listen close and Jesus will tell you where the answer's found.
For he'll say, peace like a river. Those who know me know joy like a flood. Those who know me know they've been forgiven. Those who know me through the blood. The Master, are you fully trusting in the Lord? You were meant to live life abundant, you were saved for more. For he said, those who know me know peace like a river. Those who know me know joy like a flood. Those who know me know they've been forgiven. Those who know me know me through the blood. Those who know me know peace like a river. Those who know me know joy like a flood. Those who know me know they've been forgiven. Those who know me know me through the blood. Those who know me know peace like a river. Those who know me know joy like a flood. Those who know me know they've been forgiven. Those who know me know me through the blood. Those who know me know they've been forgiven. Those who know me know me through the blood. Those who know me know me through the blood.
It's the Kingdom Heirs. You're going to love this. Jesus showed up.
Jesus showed up in Bethlehem's manger. He calmed the raging sea when his disciples were in danger. He broke through the jail when Paul committed no crime. He shows up right on time. Hey! Jesus showed up in Bethlehem's manger. He calmed the raging sea when his disciples were in danger. He broke through the jail when Paul committed no crime. He shows up right on time. Who do you think wrestled Jacob to the ground and spoke to Moses from a burning bush? And in the fiery furnace, who was walking up and down? Who gave Pharaoh's army such a push? Jesus showed up in Bethlehem's manger. He calmed the raging sea when his disciples were in danger. He broke through the jail when Paul committed no crime. He shows up right on time. The guards at the tomb thought the Lord was dead and gone. They didn't care how long they had to stay. Then on Sunday morning they awoke at early dawn. The tomb was bare, the stone was rolled away. Hey! Jesus showed up on resurrection morning. He greeted his disciples as they worshiped and adored him. He's still saving sinners when their lives are on the line. He shows up right on time. Beginning and the end. There's nowhere in this universe that Jesus hasn't been. He's still saving sinners when their odds are on the line. He shows up right on time. Oh, Jesus showed up right on time. Jesus showed up.
Well, we get a lot of gracious and kind notes from our friends every day. Notes like these.
Hey, I enjoy your program on WLJA in Jasper, Georgia, and I've fallen in love with Homecoming Radio. Thank you for the joy, hope, and encouragement you bring. That's from Sharon.
Debbie says, I love the show on WRRX in Appomattox, Virginia on Joy FM. I love the great music and laughs you bring. Kevin is one ill puppy. Look forward to hearing you every week.
I'm 75 and grew up on Southern Gospel, often harmonized with my sisters on the front porch, and I've loved Bill and Gloria's music forever. I'm grateful for their keeping this special music alive. God bless all of you, and for sure, I will see you in the sweet by and by. That's from Clay in Ohio.
Mike says, I can't tell you the countless blessings I've received from you people. Your music keeps me grounded in a very busy world. You have walked with me through some very tough days, and I love you for it. Thank you for what you do.
You know what? I'm thanking God for you. It's midnight as I listen in Nigeria, and your songs give me a sense of what to expect in heaven. We are a troubled country that needs Jesus. Pray for us. Pray with us for God's intervention in this place. Love you all.
Well,
Steve.
That's good.
Wow.
That's a sweet note.
Yeah. It is.
We love the notes. Keep writing. HomecomingRadio.com. We're very grateful to hear from you. I'm extremely grateful that Tori had to read Appomattox in Virginia rather than me. Gloria and I wrote this song about, I think, 35 years ago, and it kind of sat around for a while, and I took it to Bestel Goodman of the Goodman family back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. I think she was the first one to sing it in the Southern Gospel field. And then when the vocal band came along in the 90s, we said, hey, we need to do this. These are they.
The oceans give up all the dead that are in them, the graves open wide to set captives free, and those who are roaming the earth rise to
to lift your life with some special great gospel music. I hope we have done that, Phil.
And if you cybersurf homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, check out the dates and places for our upcoming live concerts, and get the latest scoop on the videos.
And come check us out on Facebook. Get that like button a little click at the top, click, and leave us a note. Homecomingradio.com.
My home state of Kentucky has 76 radio stations that air Homecoming Radio.
Wow. That's fantastic.
WCBR, WLCK, WMOR, and WRLV. Gosh, thank you. And salute! So, Bill, it's about time for your shake and bake extravaganza at the Alexandria Culinary Kitchen. You better get on the road so you make it on time.
No.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm ready to shake.
Some of us can still hear those frequencies.
Bill's got an old whistle with a brand new P.
That's right.
That's right.
We got to go.
See you next week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right, a lot of fun. We'll see you next week. God bless.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.